This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
It's the last day of January, and things are just heating up in the basketball world on the Northern Colorado scene, and we absolutely love it. The UNC Bears are sitting at a 12-8 record, 5-2 in the Big Sky Conference, feeling really good right now. They got a big one. Well, it's a big one because it's the next one. UNC's got to get a grab this one against Idaho State. Then they got Weber State coming up on Saturday. And we'll see if this Bears team can keep it rolling. One of the reasons they've been able to do that, this guy right here, Jaron Riley, joining us, guard for the UNC Bears, averaging 11.6 points per game, over 3 rebounds per game, and just under 6 assists per game. Jaron Riley on the show. Jaron, man, thank you so much for giving us some time. Appreciate you, my friend.
No, yeah, appreciate you having me.
Yeah, well, it's been a lot of fun to watch you guys kind of get to know each other on the court, man. I mean, right off the bat, you know, you look at where the season was going to start. I know ideally it's not what you guys would have wanted, but man, you guys have really grown, especially the last month. You've been a red-hot basketball team. What has been the thing? Has it been a lot of that just, hey, we're all getting to know each other a lot more?
I mean, yeah, for sure. You know, we do have a lot of new guys. And, you know, we had some hiccups with guys getting injured or different sicknesses early on in the year. So coming into the season, we thought we were at a pretty good spot. And then, you know, we had some of those road bumps thrown in there. And then just kind of starting to get everyone back and acclimated to each other again. And it's just worked out really well, and we're playing pretty well right now.
What's your kind of relationship right now with St. Thomas? It seems like you two, obviously there's some solid players, a lot of solid players on this team, but we've really been seeing both of you guys step up your game the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's definitely a guy that I talk to a lot here, and a guy that I've gotten pretty close to. And, you know, it helps when there's two guys that come in and they just, you know, want to win basketball games and don't care exactly how that happens, but just kind of that same end goal helps us to grow closer as the season continues.
We're talking to Jaron Riley for the UNC Bears, and you know, the first couple of games of the season, Jaron, you weren't playing, and then you with the injury and everything, and then you got back in the mix. I don't know, late November, I want to say. So how difficult is that when you don't, you know, you prepare all off season, you're getting ready to go, and then you get ready for that first game, and you know you're not going to be playing the first couple of games, and then to just kind of get reinserted when you're feeling up to it, or when you're 100% at that stage. What is that like? What are the difficulties like for you in that stage?
I mean, you know, obviously that was a pretty difficult time to start off. Just kind of, you know, like I said before, we all kind of, we're playing well as the summer and fall was coming to an end, season was coming up, and we kind of had an identity of what we were and what we thought we would be. And then, you know, we just kind of had that wrench thrown in there. And for me personally, you know, it was difficult. I've never had to really sit games out like that or anything, so that was kind of the first time I've had to deal with that. But, you know, just being able to come back as fast as I can, and, you know, it ended up being a lot quicker than I think anyone thought, which probably helped me mentally as well, just because I wasn't sitting out for as long. But, you know, that first month that I was playing, it was pretty difficult, you know, just kind of dealing with that elbow injury and, you know, not necessarily being able to do a lot of the things that I'm used to being able to do or that I was doing previously. And then, you know, just kind of working through that, and, you know, all the guys helped me work through that until about Christmas time, when it really started to feel a lot better and a lot more normal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to follow up with that. How are you feeling now? I mean, is it all pretty much back to normal, or are you still dealing with pain on a nightly basis?
No, I mean, I'd say ever since probably about that Air Force game, Christmas time, beginning of conference, that kind of time frame, it felt pretty good. No pain, you know, all the shooting, passing, dribbling, all the kind of basketball stuff feels normal. And just not really having to think about it so much when I'm out there and just kind of being able to play freely.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence, is it? You said you started feeling more back to normal right around the Air Force game. You guys have lost two games since. I mean, it's since that Air Force game, it, you getting back healthy more along the lines of 100%, maybe getting to know each other more. But it's like something clicked for you guys when you went down to Colorado Springs to play Air Force.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it was just everything that we'd done behind the scenes finally starting to, you know, kind of surface. And like you had said, we'd all started to get used to each other again and kind of figuring out how that was going to work in a game situation, because obviously we'd all been practicing for the entire summer and fall together, but practices and games are a little different. So just kind of getting those game reps and trying to figure that out. And, you know, it started to click around that time. We've been rolling pretty good ever since.
Yeah, it's been fun. You guys have been red hot, man. And I know you got another big one coming up tomorrow night. We'll chat with you about that in a moment. But, okay, I got to clear something up for our listeners here that don't know you. You know, they know what you're doing on the basketball court, but maybe they don't know you that well. They know, you know, at the beginning of the season, I see your name. I go out to the scrimmage. My producer, Angel, and I, we go out to your scrimmage to watch you guys, get to know you. We see hometown Sydney, Australia. Talking to you, Jaron, I know your background. I know your story. You don't have an accent, my friend. I don't think that's a shock to you, is it?
No. I mean, I had one when I was younger, but, you know, living in America for enough time, I started to lose it. I moved over at a young enough age that I lost it a little bit.
Yeah, so you moved to America. Your dad got a job with Boise State, is that right? And then so you moved here to America when you were like in third or fourth grade, right?
Yeah, he got a job on the Boise State basketball staff, and we moved over here. I was 8 or 9 years old, fourth grade, and, you know, so hometown is back over there, but I'd say I probably grew up over in the U.S. a little bit more.
Do you go back often? Do you what's that like when you get time? I know with your schedule, being a student athlete, it's crazy, but do you go back and visit once in a while?
So I was able to go back like around sixth grade at one point. And then since then I went back, this past summer, actually. That was the first time I've been back over there. It just, you know, it was easy with my dad being over there, coaching again. It just made it a lot easier to get over there for 3 weeks or a month to just kind of, you know, visit him and see what's going on down there now.
How important was that, man? I mean, we know your dad was a really successful basketball player in Australia, and then he obviously in the coaching world too. And when did you, maybe a kind of a two-parter question here, like how beneficial is that to have a guy, a dad that just, you know, it lives basketball? And then kind of the second part of that question, you know, when did you know, like, I'm going to go play college basketball. I know that's going to be a step in my life. I'm going to be at that point.
I mean, it was definitely pretty important, pretty influential on, you know, my path, just whether it was hearing things from him or just kind of being in that environment for, you know, just about all my life, you know, just kind of seeing how it operates. And, you know, Boise State's a pretty high level program, mm-hmm. and then he was at UC Santa Barbara for 2 years, and they've turned their program around into, you know, something pretty good there. So just being around, you know, a couple high level programs definitely helps. Just, you know, seeing the culture, the environment, and the day-to-day things.
We're talking to Jaron Riley, guard for the UNC Bears. Got another Big Sky Conference game coming up tomorrow night. We'll have that one for you on KFKA, going up against Idaho State. It's been a red-hot basketball team, no question about it. So, all right, so your background, too, after that, you're playing college hoops at Samford. What brought you to UNC?
So my dad actually knew Coach Smiley a little bit through Jeff Linder. And then also my dad, funny enough, coached against Dorian Green when he was at Colorado State, the Mountain West. So just kind of those connections and talking to them and coming down here on a visit, meeting the guys, playing with them, I just felt like a good opportunity and a place that I needed to be.
What's the coaching staff been like? Coach Smiley, I always brag about him. I mean, he can be an intense guy, but he's a really likable guy too. Dorian Green, as you mentioned, Houston Reed, just a lot of great coaches, personable guys. What are those guys like, and how influential have they been on you in a short time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they know basketball. That's kind of the forefront of having to be a coach, but then also, you know, they're good people. They care about us, they care about the community, they care about the school, and so, you know, it makes it easy to play for guys that, you know, have your back in kind of any situation and that'll ride with you no matter what.
We're talking to Jaron Riley, UNC Bears guard. When you see, did you pay attention to the standings or anything like that when they come out, like the preseason standings and where all the voters are having you guys? Do you guys look at that? And if so, do you guys talk about it?
I mean, we definitely saw it. I mean, everyone's on social media nowadays, so everyone kind of sees that stuff. And, you know, we joked about it. You know, we kind of had an idea of who we were at the time, so we didn't really find it as a surprise that other people didn't know exactly what it would be, but we kind of just put it in the back pocket as motivation and kind of just let it sit back there and, you know, come out here this year and prove that we're not what people thought we were.
I think, I mean, and that's one of the things I love about sports so much is you can get these teams that you see those standings and, you know, people think they have a strong idea of what this team's going to be. And then here you guys come. I think it's really awesome. You know, I've texted this to Coach Smiley, too. You know, Coach Smiley has had some really great players on his rosters the last couple of years. And I'll be honest with you, Jaron, there are a lot of people out in this community in the Northern Colorado area that said, okay, what are the Bears going to do? There's a lot of really good players graduated, moved on, whatever. And then here you guys come. And we're getting to know you guys more and more. And I tell you what, it's just so fun to see a group of guys that, you know, you see their stats at their old school, you see what they were able to do. And then to see it all work together here for the Bears, it's awesome. And I'm sure you guys are having a blast with it.
No, we are. I mean, we've gotten pretty close to the group, you know, even having all these new guys. And I think you can see it out there. We, you know, our team has a good bit of emotion when we're playing. And, you know, we have fun out there, too. So we just like playing with each other, and that makes it easy, too.
When you go back to, I mean, I don't know if you guys really look back at games, but I've been saying this on the show a lot. I was down in Boulder watching you guys play the Buffs, and I've said this a lot on the program, especially after what you guys have been able to do. You know, you win the Air Force game, and then you go on and you're winning a bunch of conference games. I don't think that's the same team. I feel like if that were to happen again, I don't know what happens. You guys have played so much better. And isn't that how college basketball goes, though? You're one team in November, and then you're a completely different team in January or as we're approaching February.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think we've changed a lot since then. You know, there's a lot of games that you could say that about from early in the season. And, you know, I think that's just part of it. We just continue to chip away each day. And even now, you know, our goal is to look back in February and March and say we've gotten better since February. You know, we've dropped a couple games that we felt we could have won or should have won, even in conference. So, you know, every day it's just continuing to get better until, you know, you try to reach your peak in March.
Talking to Jaron Riley, UNC Bears guard. You guys handled Idaho relatively easy, 89-68. The game, I thought that was an important game for you, Jaron, because for all of you guys, because you have an emotional game against Eastern Washington. Eastern Washington right now 7-0 in the conference, 13-7 overall. They're the top of this conference, no question. But you guys kept firing back. You had an absolute monster game, 26 points in that one. But I thought it was interesting. Every time Eastern Washington would pull away, maybe make it an 8-point game, a 10-point game, here you guys come. There is something about the resiliency with this Bears crew. What is that? This constant belief to keep firing back? Because I think a lot of people wondered if, okay, Eastern Washington gets up 10, next it's going to be 15. That wasn't the case. You guys made this thing, you took this thing down to the wire against the best team of the conference.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think it starts with our own belief. You know, we think that we're right up there with them. We think we're the best team in the conference. Obviously, they're a really good team, too. But, you know, we're really disappointed to drop that one. We felt like we had plenty of chances to kind of get over that hump and take the lead, but just couldn't really take advantage. And then, you know, going to that Idaho game, obviously, we kind of had a chip on our shoulder after that last one. So just had to go in there, take care of business so we could come home and, you know, put ourselves in a good position for this four-game home stretch.
Yeah, 5-2 in the conference in the next four games are at home. I mean, you can't get a much better situation that you guys put yourself in going back to what you did in January and then getting some of those non-conference wins like the Air Force game. So you got to feel really confident about the situation and then getting here in front of your home crowd being in the comfort of your own home.
No, for sure. I think, you know, like I said, we had a couple splits on the road where we won one and lost one that we thought we could have stolen both or at least been a little bit closer in the game. But to come away 5-2 from playing a lot of road games, and get to come home and play 4 in a row, definitely put ourselves in a spot we feel good about and a spot we're comfortable moving forward.
Jaron, before we let you go, I got to ask you a non-basketball question. Like, what is something that you do? I like to get this because it helps our listeners out. Outside of basketball, because I know you guys, it's basketball all the time, but there's got to be something outside of basketball and school and lifting and probably eating, because you guys are athletes. There's got to be something you're doing for fun to keep your mind off of things once in a while.
For me, I like to play. I'm a big gamer, so I got my game back at the apartment, and you know, we got a few guys on the team that'll all get on and play together and just kind of help relax and ease tensions during the season.
What's the game of choice right now?
We mixed it up. We got, you know, Fortnite. We got Call of Duty. We play the sports games like Madden, 2K. We mixed it up. We got a lot of variety.
Sometimes it's funny. I'll interview athletes and they're like, I don't like to play sports games at all because I just want to completely get away from that world. And then you get other guys that are like, that's all I do is sports, so I'm just going to do the game side. But you've got a healthy mix, and I think that's good. That's healthy for you, man.
No, yeah. I would say the sports games we play are a lot less basketball games and a lot more football and stuff. get our minds off basketball. But we definitely mix it up.
All right, man. Last bonus question for you. Who you got in the Super Bowl coming up, San Francisco or Kansas City?
It's hard to go against the Chiefs, man. They win every year with different guys. They find a way.
So you're going with the Chiefs. You got it. All right.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
I haven't made my pick. I'm writing yours down because I'm going to take that into consideration, okay?
All right, but next year, mark my word, when Joe Burrow gets back, the Bengals are back at it.
All right, so there we go. The Bengals will be right there in the mix. I'm telling you, this AFC is going to be stacked next year. It has us all worried in the state of Colorado for the Broncos. All right. Hey, why the Bengals?
I just like Joe Burrow. I like the way he carries himself. He's a swagger to him. It's a little different.
Well, hey, if you're going to root for a quarterback, that's not a bad one to pick, man. Jaron, dude, it's fun to watch you guys play. I'm a big fan of what you do. We love being able to put your games on the air here at KFKA. We'll be looking forward to this one tomorrow night as you guys square off against an Idaho State team that I know you want to get this homestand started off on the right foot. So this will be an important one for you guys tomorrow night.
No, it will. It will. It'll definitely help set the tone for the following three as well. You know, get to come back to the bank and play in front of our home fans. Something that, you know, it's been a week since we've done that. So we're excited to get back here and kind of be back at home and get to play in front of these fans.
All right, man. Well, you're great to talk to. Excellent. So much fun to watch. And let's do this again, too. I do a player of the week thing between Northern Colorado teams and even the pros. You know, I pick them, man. I want you to get in the mix. You're going to get in the mix here pretty soon. I want you to get on there, okay?
Sounds good. I like the confidence.
That's all we have, man. That's all I can have. You have the confidence and the backup and the skills. So I have to provide something, my man, okay?
Appreciate that. All right, Appreciate that.
Good luck to you tomorrow night, my friend. And we'll try to catch up with you soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Jaron, really. Angel prediction time. Does Jaron really win a player of the week? What do you think? Does he do it?
I think he's got a good shot at it.
It's getting crowded, though. It's getting crowded.
You got to go up against your own teammates. So,
well, you got St. Thomas, who's won a couple already.
Not pass St. the ball as much. You know, get those assists. You got to get the assist numbers up. But if you're assisting St. Thomas, kind of helping his case as well.
But if Thomas has like 20 and really has like 23 or like 15 and 7 assists, then
how many of those assists are St. Thomas?
It's true, right? You got to spread this out. No, that's a good dude. I thought it was interesting because, you know, Angel, when we first went to the scrimmage, we saw, you know, you look where everybody's from first. You look at their height, you look at where they played college previously, and then you look at their hometown, right? It's fair.
Yeah.
You don't know the guy, so that's what you're looking at.
I try to memorize their numbers.
I'm getting older now, so the numbers don't mean anything to me anymore. I used to be a big numbers guy, but yeah, I suck at it now. But when you look at that, you go, okay, Sydney, Australia. Okay, great. But then as you get to know this team and all that stuff, you're like, where's the accent, man? But there's a story.
There you go.
Fourth grade, His dad gets on as an assistant at Boise State, and Jeff Linder was there at Boise State. Remember that, folks. There's your connection. He was there at Boise State, and then he gets to know Jaron's dad, and then they work together, talk together off and on. Hey, when Jaron gets, well, maybe he'd make sense here or whatever. Well, Linder goes to Wyoming, and he, who knows? You know, I can't take him. I don't have room, but I got a guy in Greeley. I got a guy. So that's how it works out. It's cool how this, how these, a lot of this is, you know, branching out, finding guys that are interesting, but it's also about your connections too.
Yeah, especially with this new era of transfer portals, being able to, you know, talk to guys, talk to previous coaches that have those networking abilities. They know who has a spot on their team and who doesn't. And, you know, it's also trust. I'm sure Linder believes in Coach Smiley that can coach this kid up, and he's done a great job of it.
Well, we'll have Jeff Linder on the show coming up next, too. Talk about full circle. Jeff Linder, head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. The Cowboys get the win over Air Force last night. So, a lot of great basketball happening. We got a big one tonight. Denver Nuggets getting set to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. That is going to be a big one because the Nuggets are sitting in second place in the Western Conference. OKC is right behind them. So, this would be a significant win if the Nuggets can get it. 39 minutes after the hour, Angel. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.